Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, January 30th on Must Be the Meds. And as usual, I'm joined by the beautiful M-Photo 21. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some boobs. How's that sound to you, Em?
That sounds perfect. I love boobs. Hooray, movie!
All right. Well, how this came about is actually I was going through my phone the other day and came across a few unsolicited titty pics that I've gotten over the years, and decided maybe we can have a little fun with them and maybe rate these things before I delete them. What do you think, Em?
Love it. Can't wait.
Yeah, sound good, huh?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you take a look at this first pair here? I'll let you go first, Em.
All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, why do they look blue, first of all? Jesus Christ, it is called a freaking tanning bed. I vote these most likely to be found on a corpse.
Now, you said blue. Would that be like a Smurf corpse or any corpse in particular?
I just think, like, any corpse in particular, especially, like, 3 days later. You know what I mean? Like, corpses start rotting, and then, like, 3 days later, they turn pretty
like
blue.
Found out in the snow, or is this in a controlled environment?
I think found out in the snow, because this bitch is, like, crazy pale.
All right. All right. Go with that one. Ooh, look at this one right here. I'll take this one. It's, I'd go with that. Most likely to have a family of cockroaches hiding under them. If you look close, you can see, like, little tiny legs or something. Like, ugh. Do not want to know what's under titty number one.
let's not make a deal.
Deleted.
And can I see another one?
Yeah, take a look at this one here.
This is most deflated.
Most deflated, huh? I wonder what Tom Brady would have to say about them.
I don't know, but I bet Bill Belichick would deny the fuck out of those things.
I don't know if they're worth him doing any scientific research, but
oh.
We'll go with those. I think these ones right here, these next ones are, I'd say most like Forrest Whitaker's eye.
Yes, they're lazy as fuck.
Especially that left one. What the fuck's going on with that thing?
That thing's just not quite right.
Not quite right at all. you want to take this next one?
Okay. Oh my god. Alright, most resemblance to Chewbacca. Jesus.
It's like somebody could use a shave. However the fuck you make that noise.
I'm the worst at the Chewbacca noise. Yeah. I can't make that.
Well, I bet if we got her over here, she could make it.
I bet her tits good, at least.
this next one here, maybe, go with, most likely to be used as a dog chew toy. Somebody needs to bury that thing and set in the backyard.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think somebody maybe already used it as a chew toy. What the? Goodness. Like, identify dental records with those things. Alright. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you have any that would be voted most likely to succeed?
Let's see. These ones actually aren't too bad. It's a pretty decent rack, but I don't know about this whole succeeding thing. How about most likely to wear a paper bag during sex?
Oh, she's a butterface. Isn't that? Oh, poor thing.
This could also go for the weirdest boner. Fell off.
Oh my god. I guess, you know, never underestimate the power of some odd tits. Yeah. Okay, next one. I want to see.
Alright, yeah.
Okay, just looking at these is bringing me down a little bit. Wow. So, I'm going to call these most likely to cause some depression.
Yeah, I need some antidepressants and some Viagra with those fucking things. Is it safe to mix those? Before you take my word for it, check with your doctor to see if that's safe. My real diagnosis would be to stay the fuck away from those things.
Oh my god. I'm so sad now. No.
Oh, don't be sad. I'm...
Gosh.
How about... I get this next one here. You see these?
Oh!
Let's go with most likely to be harpooned by Ishmael.
Yes! I concur. I don't even know what to add to that. That's just perfect. Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I think that the next ones, I see the next ones coming up here. I think those are most likely to run away from their owner.
You didn't even have to point to which ones, and I already knew which ones those were.
They're not going to stick around.
Oh, man. Maybe the owner will run away from them. Abandon them at the friggin' bus station. Just these two lonely bags just sitting there.
You know somebody's going to pick them up and turn them out.
Sure as fuck ain't going to be me. Well, how about these puppies right here? I would say least likely to get rescued from the animal shelter.
Aw, they would make Sarah McLaughlin cry!
We don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Those commercials are so sad.
All right,
I want the next one.
What you got?
Holy shitballs. These are most likely to be mistaken for a burn victim. What happened to her? Oh my god!
Looking like Freddy Krueger. Careful, they might kill you in your dreams.
Yes!
Oh, these next ones, what's with the points on them? Jesus Christ. Most likely to put out an eye. You need safety goggles around this bitch.
Hashtag points me.
Points me.
Oh no. Those are bad. Okay. Next. Oh. You know, it would not surprise me to see these. On a skyscraper holding some tiny blonde, like, swan away helicopters, I vote these is most ape-like.
Could definitely see it.
Yes.
Could definitely see it. Yes. Some orangutan-type titties. No dispute there. No dispute there.
Those things are like bananas.
How about these ones here? Just by looking at him, I'm just going to say most likely to have bad breath.
You can just kind of tell, can't you?
Gingivitis.
Halitosis. Hmm. Yeah, those are sticky. I don't like those. Now, I'm not opposed to these next ones. I don't think they're that bad. But I'm an au naturel kind of girl when it comes to when I judge the breasts. And I think that these are most likely to be featured in National Geographic.
Really?
Yes.
You look like you can play fucking hacky sack with those things.
Oh, they're kind of tribal. I kind of like tribal.
I don't know. I think she should just roll them back up and get the fuck out of here.
All right, okay, fair enough.
I think this one, we'll give her most likely to be illiterate based upon those. You can just tell she can't read.
Do they just look stupid?
I'd say remedial.
Aww, yeah. Oh, but the next pair is they're going to graduate college. However, they, I believe, are most likely to graduate from clown college.
Graduate? You really think graduate? I'm thinking, I'm thinking more like a flunk out of clown college, you know, because I don't think there's anyone that would want to juggle those fucking things.
You know, that's true, and they are actually stuffed in a bra like 10 times too tight. It's like one of those tiny little cars, kind of shoved in this tiny little car of a bra. Yeah.
Oh, geez, this next one here, like, I don't got much to say other than just four thumbs down. What thumbs down? Girl. I'm gonna delete this one right away. What the fuck?
Oh my god, what are these? What are these? These are terrible. Oh, I vote them most likely to be involved in a dog fight at Michael Vick's house. Christ.
Did they win or lose?
They freaking lost. Hardcore.
Drown them. I think these ones, based upon the hair and the way they probably smell, I would have to go with most likely to drive a cab.
Oh no! That's so not good. I've ridden in cabs. That is not a good scene. Not at all. Do they have an accent like Borat?
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, and on the flip side, here's these next ones. Yeah, those are most likely to go around the outside, around the outside, around the outside.
Looking like two trailer park girls.
Two trailer park girls. Yikes. Those do meth.
They get the meth titties. All right, well, geez, this one you can definitely tell she's a smoker.
Yeah, I think the tracheotomy hole is a dead giveaway.
I'm pretty sure I met her down at the bingo hall.
Her name is Doris.
I kept tricking her into thinking she had a bingo. Just to hear her yell it out, she's like, bingo! Bingo! She used to get so mad when I lied to her.
And yet she still sent you a dick pic. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I didn't ask for it. These are all unsolicited, by the way.
Yes.
I didn't ask for any of these.
Hey, if people are going to throw you the titty pics, I mean, people are going to throw you the titty pics. You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for some that have been promised to me. I won't mention any names on the podcast because that would be rude, but, you know, I'm just saying. I've been promised them and I haven't received them. I know she's going to listen to this, so that's why I'm going to put it out there. Anywho, so these next ones, I said that the trailer park girls did meth, but I think maybe this one does too, because this one is most likely to have missing teeth.
No argument there.
Yeah.
I like to hear a whistle. I would, I think these ones here, most likely to be on welfare.
Yeah, she needs all the support she can get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, holy crap, this one scares the crap out of me. These scare me, actually, like, I'm afraid of these. I feel like these are most likely to rob you in a dark alley.
Well, at least they have the courtesy of robbing you in a dark alley so you don't have to fucking look at them. So that's pretty polite of them.
Very true. Very true.
Oh, this one right here. How about the most mismatched pair since Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan? She got them Rush Hour titties.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah, no. Go home. Put a bra on.
Have a plastic surgeon look at those. Oh. You know what? I hate to say this. I really do. But I just feel like they're completely out of control. Like, this is, they are just out of control. And so I believe that they are most likely to be incontinent. You're going to pee their pants.
They're going to piss something.
They are.
They're more likely to just piss me off. Imagine waking up to a fucking text message with those in them.
Yes.
Somebody's getting pissed off.
Yes. Yep. Or they're going to be pissed on by a hobo.
She's probably into that.
What a sicko. Who'd want to be into that? I don't know.
Hey, I'm not a hobo, sweetheart. Speaking of hobos, these things look like they're most likely to work for food.
They do look homeless.
They got a fucking sign out for them and everything.
Written in crayon. Things are spelled wrong.
Wait, are these the same ones as the illiterate bitch? I think they might be. She's winning prizes all over the place. Good for her.
Wow. We'll
give her a gold star.
Yes, yes. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh, these are sad too. Why do you have so many sad ones, baby?
I don't know.
I don't either, but these are like the saddest ones on the list. I think they're most likely to be sponsored by Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, those things do have no hope.
There isn't any hope for them. They're terminal. So bad.
Oh, this will cheer you up. Check out these ones.
Yeah.
These ones are most likely to be mistaken for ODB. Baby, I got your money.
Yes. Yes, yes. I love it. These are interesting. They're handsome, really. These are a handsome, handsome pair of tits. So I'm going to say that they're most likely to be found on Rosie O'Donnell.
All right. Shout out to Rosie.
Yeah.
She dead yet?
I don't think so. I think she's still alive.
Oh. All right, then.
Say you these tits.
All right. The next one's... This is a beach picture, so... I'll say most likely to have been washed up on shore. Looks like that's the only way they could have got her there.
Yes. If they could send a message in a bottle, what do you think that it would say? Like, help.
If the tits could send a message in a bottle?
Yeah. If they wash up on shore, but they had sent a message in a bottle previously.
Got milk? I was gone sour.
I've been out in the sun for so long. Yes. Yes, yes. Alright, Okay, this titty pic right here, okay, it's gonna follow you around the room. Like, you know how you look at certain portraits and the eyes just follow you around?
I get exactly what you're saying.
So, this one is most likely to win a staring contest.
That's legit. Like, I had to get rid of this chick. Whenever she had her shirt off, they were just following me around. Those beady little fucking things.
Ugh.
It's like I couldn't even look her in the eye. I had to look her in those things. And she'd just stare me down. She'd win every argument. It was just like, I couldn't deal with it anymore. It was just nuts.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Almost brought me to suicide. It was awful.
They always have those portraits in Scooby-Doo episodes, and nothing good ever comes from that.
Scooby-Doo monster-looking bitch.
Yeah.
How about these things right here? Go with most likely to be mistaken for an old man's testicles.
Oh, we are feeling because, yeah, those are, like, really, wow. Wow. Those are dragon.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm going to cough really quickly. I have no shame.
Turn and cough.
Yeah, turn and cough. That's what her tits look like. Turn and cough tits. What about these next ones? Are these monsters or what? These things are fucking humongous. They're massive. I have yet to see bigger boobs. Like, these things, I vote them most likely to destroy Tokyo. Like, thousands of Japanese are going to be fleeing. Like, it's insane. These are insane.
How about I most likely to have been affected by Fukushima?
Yeah.
I mean, take a look at that mole. Someone needs to get that shit checked out.
Exactly. Oh, why do I always get the sad ones? Okay,
I think all of these are sad, sweetheart.
Oh my god, Well, Butterface was okay. She was alright. But these are just, they're most likely to be pity motorboated.
You're a saint, hon.
I try.
But on the other hand, these ones right here will probably make a blind man cry.
Yes. Okay, I want to see the next ones. These are most likely to have done blow at Studio 54.
Yeah, why is that?
Because they're fucking old.
Oh, I see it. They got the gray hairs and shit.
Yeah! Fuck those! What the fuck? My god.
How about this one? It's a weird pair. Most likely to be chased by a mob of angry villagers with torches and shit.
She's got the Quasimodos.
The hunchback of Notre Tits.
Yes. Oh my god. Maybe it's just because I live in the South, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe. And it's a historic place. There's, like, battlefields around and shit. But I think that these are most likely to participate in a Civil War reenactment.
Well, I think you're just saying that because of her beard.
Maybe. It's very stately and Ulysses S. Grant.
Getting Grizzly Adams over there.
Yes.
These next ones, I'll give it most likely to still use MySpace. Matter of fact, I think that's where I met her.
Yeah, that looks like it's about right.
I put $5, I'm still on her top 8.
Oh my god, I forgot MySpace did that. These are most likely to be in a 3-way with Beavis and Butthead.
Would they have them? Would she have to drug them first?
No, Beavis and Butthead are pretty desperate. I don't know. Maybe she would. She might have to.
No, you never know.
Yeah.
This pair here, most likely to be returned to Walmart. Excuse me, sir. I believe these are defective.
Yeah, those are very defective. Very defective. Okay. I think these are most likely to be thrown into a bag of oranges.
Bag of oranges? Why?
Because they look like they're from Florida.
Oh, looks like those oranges have already been squeezed.
Yes. Agreed.
There's nothing left.
Little pulp.
A little too much pulp, if you ask me. This one right here, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
I'll go with most likely to order a bacon double cheeseburger with a Diet Coke.
Yes, he looks slightly misguided. Yes, those are not good. Oh, Christ. These are most likely to release the Kraken. Jesus.
Stay away.
Yeah. You're gonna, like, overturn ships and stuff. Jesus.
I would most likely to need an exorcism.
The power of Christ compels you to put on some clothes. Yes, yes. Oh, I always, again with the sin, most likely to binge and purge. Most likely to binge and purge.
I think it's pretty obvious which one does which here. Maybe they should at least switch it up a little here and there.
Yeah. One can't binge all the time while the other one purges. Very lopsided.
Would most likely to live under a bridge.
Yeah, and make you answer riddles.
First riddle, what the fuck are those things? Jesus.
Second riddle, and why are you taking pictures of them at all?
I was curious.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. What about She's trying. This next one is trying. She's trying really, really hard. But she's failing. I vote her as having the milkshake least likely to bring the boys to the yard.
I would actually elaborate on that and say milkshake less likely to bring ants to the yard.
Are like, no thanks. This picnic is not a picnic for me. Not for me.
Oh, I always get the good ones, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Most likely to burn her nipples in the deep fryer while working at McDonald's.
Oh, they do look a little rough. They do. What does she breed? Like, breastfeed a litter of cats under the stairs? Oh, fuck. What's wrong with those? Goodness. It's called cocoa butter. Alright. Okay, these nipples right here, now that we're on the subject of nipples, they get the Jimmy Dean Breakfast Sausage Award.
Sausages, huh? Yeah. They're the worst. Fucking
nice.
Worst fucking things I've ever seen.
I agree.
What's going on with this pair? Looks like one's got a restraining order against the other. Must stand back 500 feet.
It's like Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Oh, you're kind of right. One does look like it has a black eye.
He got her good. Yeah, pretty good. Alright, oh, this one, these are most likely to drink 40s of OE.
I hope one's pouring out a little with the first sip for the other one, because that one just looks dead. Was it killed in a drive-by? Gang-related shooting? Did the police kill it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just pour a little out for your fallen soldier. Respect.
Yes, yes.
How about most likely to fuck up a wet dream?
No, I would agree.
This could have fit into fit for quite a few of these today.
Yeah.
But I think this one fits it the most.
I have to say, quantity, yes. Quality is lacking. It's lacking.
Reminds me of like one of those pillows that, those inflatable things that when there's a fire outside your house, they inflate that thing. And you friggin' have the guy jump down on the land safely.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a pair of those. That have been like overused in many fires.
Oh my god.
There's a little blood from the time that the guy missed. Just tragic. Just tragic.
Oh no. This one looks like her and Gravity are playing a game of tug of war, and those things are losing.
It looks like no matter what game they'd be playing, they'd be losing. No matter what game.
Yeah.
They would be losing.
This is very true.
When it comes to these things, I don't think there are any winners.
No, definitely not.
I think, just sad.
It is. It is.
This last pair here.
Oh, gosh. We're at the final one. We're at the final pair. What are these?
I definitely have to go with, most likely to start a snuff film.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Most likely to star in a snuff film.
Yep.
All right. Can you elaborate on that one, please?
I actually cannot elaborate on that one.
Oh, no!
We're just going to have to leave it at that.
All right.
But, yeah, it looks like that's all we have for tonight. Now I can clear up my phone and not be traumatized every time I look through my photo albums. Thanks, M, for helping me get through this traumatic experience. I hope you don't have the PTSD, you know, like I've gotten from looking at these.
No, I'm good. I'm here to help and you know, use a little levity to help you get through this difficult time.
All right. Hopefully I won't be in any more of these anytime soon, but who knows? Probably in another week or two, we'll have another show about them.
Yeah.
But I think that's all the time we got for tonight. Let's wrap this up. And as always, thanks everybody for listening. And, you know, keep an eye out for our next show. We don't know when it'll be, but it'll come eventually.
We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.